我们大家一起祷告。
Lord, as we look at your word this morning,
主啊，我们今天早上在看你的话语的时候，
I ask that you will speak to us,
求主就对我们的心说话，
and that we will respond to your call.
我们可以对你的呼召有回应。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you remember the 10th commandment?
大家记得神的十诫吗？
What is it?
这十诫是些什么？
What is the 10th commandment?
大家记得第十条吗？第十条诫命。
You shall not covet.
不可贪恋。
I suspect that this is perhaps the most frequently broken commandment.
我怀疑这一条诫命恐怕是最常被打破的诫命。
Most of us are rarely tempted to kill someone.
我们很少被诱惑着去杀人。
We don't shoplift or rob banks.
我们也不在店里偷东西，也不会去抢银行。
We try to honor our parents.
而且我们也努力去孝顺父母。
But many people, even believers, make a daily habit of coveting.
但是很多人，甚至是信徒，都会常常会贪恋。
The possessions that someone else has.
我们贪恋别人的地位。
Someone else's job status.
我们也贪恋别人在职场上的地位。
And we excuse it as something kind of minor.
我们觉得这是小事吗？
But Ephesians 5, Paul compares a covetous person to an idol worshiper.
但是在以弗所书的第五章，保罗把一个贪恋他人财物的人和这些敬拜偶像的人做一个比较。
He says, a covetous person who is an idol worshiper.
他说贪恋财物的人就是敬拜偶像的人。
I read that and I thought, why would he compare coveting to worshiping an idol?
所以读到那一节的时候，我就觉得保罗为什么会把一个贪恋财物、贪恋别人的事情的人，比作一个敬拜偶像的人呢？
But when I covet, I am putting something else in God's proper place.
但是你知道吗？当我们贪恋什么事情的时候，我们把这个神的位置用这件事情取代了。
I no longer am trusting God to provide what is best for me.
我也不再相信神会给我供应我最对我最好的。
I am saying I want something that God did not choose to give me.
我实际上是在说我想要一些神没有选择给我的东西。
And so I no longer really trust His goodness.
所以我不再真正的相信神的美善了。
It seems to me that God commanded us not to covet because He has already promised to satisfy everything we need.
因为我在想，神让我们不可贪恋，是因为神已经给了我们我们所需要的每一样东西，他都没有保留的给我们。
He has said, "Come to me to satisfy your deepest longings."
神说，你来到我这里，让你内心里最深处的需求都得到满足。
And so when I say, "All I need to be happy is Jesus and something my neighbor has."
如果我说我想我所需要的只有说耶稣还有我邻居需拥有的那样东西。
I'm guilty of idolatry.
我其实是在拜偶像。
I am making an idol of something or someone other than God as the source of my happiness.
因为我已经把这个我想要的那样东西或者那个人就已经当成了偶像取代神的位置来满足我自己的需求了。
I am making possessions or a position.The source of my trust and security.
我开始把这个地位啊，或者财务了，当成我这个心理安全感的来源，或者是我喜乐的来源了。
I am seeking fulfillment in something other than God.
我开始在神之外去寻求让我满足我的东西了。
I'm making it an idol.
我就把这样东西或者这个人当成了偶像。
And the thing is that money, things, possessions, those will never bring lasting fulfillment.
但是问题在于，这金钱呀、财务啊、地位，永远不能够给我们带来永久的满足。
Augustine said that every person was made with a God-shaped vacuum.
这奥古斯丁他说，我们每个人的心里都有一个按着神的形状造出来的形象造出来的这么一个空洞。
There is a hole in our heart that only God can fill.
我们的心上面都有这样一个空洞，只有神才能填满。
And when we covet.
当我们贪恋的时候
We're trying to fill that hole with something other than God.
我们开始努力的想用别的东西来填满这个洞而不是神
And it will lead only to emptiness and unhappiness.
这样我们最后得到的只有空虚和不开心
We've been looking in Philippians 4 at Paul's prescription for finding peace in our world.
我们一直在读这腓立比书的第四章，这是保罗给世人开出的一个药方，就是让我们怎么样寻找心灵的满足。Over
the last few weeks, we've seen that to have peace, we must replace grumbling with rejoicing.
我们过去的几周我们也读到，为了在心里头有平安，我们必须不要去抱怨。
We must replace anxiety with prayer.
也要用祷告来让自己心里头的这些不安都去除。We
must replace negative thoughts with thoughts that are true, honorable, just, pure.
我们要在心里边用一些可敬的、可爱的、美好的这些念头，把这些负面的念头赶出去。This
morning we're coming to the end of chapter 4.
今天早上我们看到的就是第四章的最后几节。And
we're seeing his final prescription. To have peace of mind, we must replace coveting with contentment.
要想心里头有平安，我们必须要用知足来取代贪恋。
Rather than wanting what others have, I must be content with what God has given me.
我们不应该去贪求贪恋别人的拥有的东西，而应该为神所给我们的东西。
Now, before I go further, let me repeat something I said earlier about joy.
我再往下开始这个今天的这个读经之前，我想要之前我讲过的东西，我再重复一下关于喜乐。I
told you a few weeks ago that joy is a choice.
几周之前我跟大家分享过，喜乐是一种选择。It's
not based on our outward circumstances. It's based on the response we choose to have.
这不是外界的环境决定的，而是我们内心对于环境做出的反应所决定的。
In the same way, contentment is a choice.
同样的，知足也是一种选择。
It's not based on what I have or don't have.
不是根据说我有什么或者没有什么。
It's based on my response to those things.
而是决定是由我对这些我有什么或者没什么的这种情况的反应所决定。
You can drive a Lamborghini and not be content.
你可以开一个Lamborghini这样的豪车，你也仍然不满足。
Or you can drive a Chevy Impala and be content.
你也可以开一个老破车、老爷车，你一样觉得很满足。It's
not what I have.
不是在于我拥有什么。But
it's how I choose to respond that will determine my contentment.
而是我对我拥有所拥有或没有什么的反应，能够决定我是不是知足。So
this morning we're going to see this in action.
所以我们今天早上要看看怎么样付诸行动。Philippians
chapter 4, we're starting at verse 10. It's the end of Paul's letter. Remember that he's under house arrest in Rome. He has no source of income. And so he relies on the gifts and offerings of God's people. The church at Philippi has sent an offering to Paul, and he ends his letter with a thank you note.
所以当时的菲律比教会给保罗送去了一笔虚用，一笔他的那个款子，所以保罗写了这封信作为感谢。I
rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me.
第十节，我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。He
goes on to say that he knew they had wanted to help him sooner, but they had no opportunity.
他往下又说，你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。
You see, it wasn't as simple as using Zelle or even mailing a check. To give an offering to Paul, someone had to travel
800 miles.
Carrying the offering in coins.
因为那时候都是大家用的是钱币嘛，银币，他得扛着一袋子钱。
Depending on the weather, it was an 8 to 12 week trip.
而且根据当时的天气情况，有可能是要花8周到12周的时间。
Took a lot of planning. It was tough.
所以是非常辛苦的。
But they finally have pulled all this together. They've sent one of their members, Epaphroditus, to Rome with an offering.
但是最后他们菲律比教会还是做到了，他们派了一个弟兄以巴弗提把这个他们的奉献金送给保罗。And
Paul is thankful.
保罗是非常感恩的。But
he doesn't want them to feel obligated to keep giving.
但是保罗不想让菲律比教会的人觉得以后就有义务不断地要给保罗送这笔钱。Whatever
they give, he wants it to be freely and without obligation.
他希望他们给他的奉献都是不是出于任何义务，而是心甘乐意的，甘心乐意的去给他。And
so he says in verse 11, I'm not speaking of being in need.
我并不是因缺乏说这。
For I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content.
我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
He says I'm content in every situation.
他说无论情况如何，我都是知足的。
Whether I have plenty or whether I have little, I am satisfied with God's provision.
他不论我是有很多或者很少，我都是对于神的供应是知足的。
He says in verse 13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
在第十三节，他说我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Now most of us hear that verse, maybe at the end of a football game.
我们可能经常听到这句话，是在什么时候听到？
The winning quarterback says.
美国这个橄榄球比赛结束的时候，他这个得分的这个四分卫就这样说。
I don't get the glory.
啊，这个荣耀不是给我的。
I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
靠着那加我力量的，我凡事都能做。
A politician,
或者是一个政客，
speaking at a church the week before the election,
在他这个就是这个选举日前之前的那一周，在教会里讲话，
says we're going to win.
他说我们一定会赢，
because God has promised I can do all things through Him.
因为神已经应许我了，靠着神我凡事都能做。
And every time I hear that,
每次我听到这些人这样宣称，
I want to say.
我都想跟他讲,
Read the whole chapter.
Hey, 你把这整个一章都读下来呀。
Paul is not saying.
保罗可没这么说。
I will have a great victory because God makes every Christian successful.
保罗可没说啊，我一定会赢的，因为神应许每一个基督徒都会得到成功。
I can do all things means this.
我能够做凡事都能做，意味着是什么意思呢
？I can endure prison.
他说我可以在监狱里。
I can endure hunger.
我可以忍受饥饿。
I can endure suffering.
我可以忍受痛苦。
Whatever comes.
无论什么境况之中。
I can face it through Him who gives me strength.
我靠着那加我力量的，我都能够去面对。
My confidence is not in my success.
我的信心不是在于我自己的成功。
My confidence is in the One who gives me strength to face every struggle.
我的信心是在于那位加给我力量的，让我面对任何的一个境况。
So Paul says.
所以保罗说
，If I go to jail,
如果我在监狱
，If I'm persecuted,
如果我被逼迫
，Even if they execute me,
即使他们处决我
，I can face it all.
我也可以面对这一切。
Through God who gives me strength.
你们靠着那加我力量的。
I don't mean to ruin your favorite verse.
但我现在要回到大家。最喜欢的那个经节了。
But Paul isn't promising that everything is going to go great for us.
但是就是大家常常说的就是靠着那加我力量的凡事都能做。
But he is saying
没有应许说我们靠着这个真的是什么事都能成功。
We can be content. We can trust God. And we'll have peace of mind.
但是保罗他强调的就是我们在任何情况下都可以知足，都可以有心灵的平安。
Now we live in a world that doesn't encourage contentment.
我们现在生活的世界可不让我们知足啊。
Thursday afternoon.
星期四的下午。
We finished Thanksgiving dinner.
我们吃完这场感恩节的这顿大餐。
Collapsed in our recliner.
吃太多都垮在那个摇椅上面。
And said.
然后说。
I have plenty.
哇，我吃太多了。
The next day.
然后第二天。
Black Friday.
就是黑色星期五。
We started shopping for Christmas.
然后我们就开始去买圣诞节要用的东西。
Because we need more.
因为我们需要更多啊。
You're going to see hundreds of commercials between now and Christmas.
从现在起一直到圣诞节，你会看到成千上万的这些广告。
And none of them will say this.
没有一个广告会跟你这么说。
If you have an iPhone 12, you don't need an upgrade. Just keep what you've got.
如果你有一个苹果手机十二，这个版本十二的，你不需要再升级了。
It still works fine.
他不会这么说的。
No, they're going to say.
他们会说
，Look at all the features you are missing on the newest phone.
你看看最新手机有这么多的这些 feature， 你现在都没有啊，你都错过了。
They need us to covet.
他们想要我们有贪恋的心。
That's their business model.
因为这他们要做生意就要赚钱啊。
And it's not just shopping.
不仅仅是买东西而已。
At work, we face the same battle.
在我们工作的职场上，也同样的要面对这样的。
You look at a coworker.
你看到一个同事。
And you say he's no better than I am.
哎呀，他还不如我呢。
Why does he get that promotion instead of me?
他干嘛？他给升职了，我就没有机会啊。
It happens in marriage.
在我们的婚姻之中也会发生。
My wife should treat me better.
我太太应该对我更好一点。
She doesn't appreciate all I do for this family.
他根本就不知道我为这个家庭付出了多少。
My children should be more grateful.
我的孩子也应该更感恩呢。
or if you're a child, my parents should buy me better gifts.
如果你是个孩子，你可能也在那抱怨的，我爸妈应该给我买更多礼物啊。
We are constantly tempted to covet a situation better than the one God gives us.
我们不断的就会对一些别的东西要做出贪求，因为我们总觉得我们没有得到，我们现在手头所神给我们的还不够，我们还要更多。
And it destroys our peace of mind.
这就毁掉了我们心里的平安。
Others are more appreciated. Others have better jobs. Others have an easier life.
他的生活更容易，他的工作更好，为什么呀？凭什么呀？
And we're constantly thinking.
我们不断的就是这样想。
If I had more money,
如果有更多的钱,
if I was in a better situation,
如果我的情况更好一点,
if I got this promotion, I would be happy.
如果我能够升职, 我一定就更开心。
But Paul knows, no, I wouldn't.
但是保罗知道, 那不会的。
Here's the secret to peace of mind.
但是心灵要想要得到平安,
not in getting more,
不是在于得到更多。
But I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content.
但是他说我随时随在我都得了秘诀，或有余或缺乏，什么样的情况下都得到是知足。
Paul says you can have peace of mind.
保罗说你可以有心灵平安。
By being content where God puts you.
但是你要对神把你放在这儿的位置得到要能够知足。
Being content with what God gives you.
要对于神给你所拥有的一切，你要知足。
Contentment is not found in what we have.
知足不是在我们所拥有的东西上发现。
Contentment is found in the God we serve.
而是这个知足是在哪里找到呢？在我们服侍的那位神的身上，我们能够找到知足。
Several years ago, a youth group from Hope Sound went to Oklahoma to work after a series of tornadoes.
几年前我们Hope Sound那边有一个年轻人的这个基督徒的团体，他们到 Oklahoma， 在他们一场那个飓风之后，他们过去帮忙。
The youth went out and spent a week helping people clean up from the disaster.
他们年轻人在那儿花了一周的时间，帮着当地来清理这个街道啊，这个飓风之后这造成了很多的这个灾难现场，他们过去帮着清理。
And on Sunday night after they came back, they invited the youth to give a testimony in church about what they learned.
所以教会就在周日的这个敬拜的时候邀请这些年轻人过来分享他们学到了些什么。
And one of the teenage girls gave this testimony.
一个当时的一个十几岁的姑娘分享了这一点看见。
After this trip, I know the difference that Jesus makes when we have trouble.
他说在这场这个旅行之后，我看到了耶稣在我们生命中带来了一些多么的不同。
Some of the people that we tried to help were complaining, I lost my big screen TV, my pool is ruined, life is horrible.
有的人就在那抱怨说，你看我的大电视给毁了，我的这个游泳池也给毁了，我现在我的生活是一团糟啊。
But she said, then we went to help an old Christian couple.
他说然后我们又去帮着一对年老的基督徒夫妻来帮着他们收拾。
They had lost everything.
他们已经一切都毁了，房子也没了。
And the wife said,
但是那个太太说,
Our possessions are gone.
我们的财产都没了。
But we still have God.
但是我们还是有神。
That's enough.
这就足够了。
Do you want peace of mind?
所以你想要有心灵的。
Paul says, learn to be content.
所以保罗说要学会知足。
Both with plenty,
在拥有的时候知足。
Or with little.
在没有的时候也知足。
He says in verse 12,
在十二节他这样说,
I know how to be brought low,
我知道怎样处卑贱,
and I know how to abound.
也知道怎样处丰富。
In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger.
或饱足或饥饿或有余或缺乏随时随在我都得了秘诀。
Abundance and need.
不管是有余的时候还是缺乏的时候。
He says, I know how to abound.
他说我也处过丰富，我知道。
I know what it's like to have plenty.
我也知道处丰富的时候是什么样子。
Paul preached in Philippi.
保罗在腓立比宣教的时候。
And his first convert was Lydia, a very prosperous businesswoman.
他第一个呼召来做基督徒的就是吕底亚，是当时很有钱的一个妇人。
And I suspect that this prosperous businesswoman, after her conversion, invited Paul and Silas to a feast to celebrate her spiritual birthday.
我相信她这个吕底亚这位富有的女商人，她得到这个重生以后，她肯定把保罗和希拉请到家里吃一顿大餐。
He says, I know the secret of facing plenty.
所以保罗说，我知道怎样处丰富。
I know how to be content.
我也知道。
When there's a lot.
我知道在 我拥有很多的时候，我怎么样知足？
Now you might say, well, that would be easy.
你可能说那当然容易了，你什么都有的时候。
You know, sometimes it is harder to be content in abundance than it is to be content with little.
但是你知道吗？当你拥有的时候想要知足，恐怕比你没有的时候想要知足更难呢。
The more we have,
我们有的越多。
The more we want.
我们想要的就越多。
John Calvin said.
这约翰加尔文这么说。
Here is how to use abundance with thanksgiving.
你怎样用感恩的心来用利用你的丰富呢？
Be thankful.
你要感恩。
Share with a brother in need.
要跟有需要的弟兄姐妹分享。
Don't be puffed up.
你不要自己自我膨胀。
That is what it means to learn to abound.
这就是怎样储丰富。
So this morning, if you have plenty,
所以今天早上我跟大家说，如果你有丰富的，
I think Paul would say this.
保罗会这么说。
Be thankful for it.
你要为此感恩。
Remember that that abundance is a gift from God.
你要记得你的丰富是来自于神的礼物。
So don't become arrogant and self-satisfied and think I deserve it.
你不要就自己自我膨胀说，哎，我配得这一切嘛。
Instead, thank God for it.
而是要向神感恩。
Enjoy it.
你要好好的享受。
And share generously with those who have needs.
要慷慨的与有需求的人分享。
But maybe you're coming into this Christmas season with very little.
但是也许我们在面对就马上要来的圣诞节的时候，我们拥有的很少。
Your job's been cut. Your savings have dwindled.
说不定你被裁员了，或者你这个银行的这个账户也一天天的钱都快没了。
And Christmas will be small.
所以这个圣诞节过来，可能你会觉得，哎呦。
Paul says.
保罗说。
I have learned the secret of facing hunger.
保罗说我已经。饱足或饥饿，我都得了秘诀。
I know how to be brought low.
我也知道怎样处卑贱。
The secret of need.
我得了秘诀。
You see, Paul had days where he worked just to get enough money to buy that day's food.
你知道吗？保罗是支帐篷，他有时候他是靠着支帐篷才能买那天的食物。
He was a tent maker.
他是支帐篷的。
One day at a time.
一天一天就这么熬着。
He knew what it was like to survive on the scraps they fed prisoners.
他也知道在监狱里头就靠着狱卒给他们送来那么一点点食物怎么样过活。
But he had learned to be content.
但是他也学会知足。
So if you have little, I think Paul would say this to you.
所以我想，如果你的所有很少，我想保罗会。
Know that God is taking care of you.
你知道吗？神在照顾你。
You can do all things.
你也凡事都能做。
You can thrive in every situation through Him who strengthened you.
靠着那加我力量的，凡事都能做。
What's the key to peace of mind?
所以要想有心灵的平安，这关键在哪里？
Be content.
要知足。
And how do we learn this contentment?
所以我们怎么才能学会知足呢？
Trust in God.
要信靠神。
Verse 19 says this.
第十九节这么说。
My God will supply every need of yours.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
According to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
照着他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使。
We can learn to be content because we trust that the God who loves us will give us what we need.
我们可以知足，因为我们可以学着知足，因为我们知道神所爱我们的神一定会供应我们所需的一切。
He may not give us everything we think we want.
他可能不会给我们所有我们觉得我们想要的东西。
But he will give us what we need.
但是他会给我们我们需要的东西。
He will give us what is best for us.
他会给我们对我们最好的东西。
Second Corinthians 9, Paul says this.
在这个哥林多书的哥林多后书，保罗这么说
：God is able to make all grace abound to you.
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们。
So that having all sufficiency,
使你们凡事常常充足。
In all things,
凡事。
At all times,
总是的常常的充足。
You may abound in every good work.
能多行各样善事。
You hear that word all?
在英文中他
He says God has all grace.
所有的他说神有各样的恩惠。
He has all sufficiency.
他有一切他可以加给你们。
In all things.
在所有的事情上。
At all times.
在所有的时间里。
In other words, Paul says,
保罗也是在说
God has everything I need.
神拥有我需要的一切。
And so I can trust him.
所以我可以信靠神。
To give me what is best.
给我对我最好的。
Jesus told his disciples not to worry about food and clothing.
耶稣也对他的门徒说，不要为吃什么穿什么而忧虑。
He said, "Your heavenly Father knows you need those things."
他说，你们的天父知道你需要这些。
So you can trust him to provide them.
你也可以相信天父会供应你这一切。
And then he asked him a question.
然后他问他们一个问题。
He says, "Which of you,
你们中间有谁?
If your son asks for bread, will you give him a stone?"
谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？
Of course not.
当然不会啊。
And his point is this.
他要想要说的是
If we earthly fathers
我们作为地上的父亲
With all our limitations give the best we can do for our children
我们这么有限我们还想要把自己所拥有的最好的东西给我们的孩子
We can certainly trust our heavenly father to give us what is best
我们当然能够相信我们的天父会给我们最好的东西
Because he has no limitations
因为他是没有限制的
Now maybe you say but I asked for this and he didn't give it to me I prayed.
我祷告了。
And the television evangelist said, "If I pray, God has to do it."
那电视上的那个布道家就说了，说你要是求了，神就会给你的。
So let me tell you.
我想要告诉你。
If God has all grace,
如果神是满有恩典的。
All sufficiency.
而且他拥有一切。
In all things.
在所有的事情上。
At all times.
而永远是充足的。
It means.
这就意味着
that when God does not give me what I want,
如果神没有给我我想要的那样东西
there's a good reason for him to say no.
很好的原因神不想要不能给我
He is saying no because he knows better than I know.
因为神知道的比我要知道的更多所以神知道这并不是对我最好
Imagine that you're out in your yard cutting bushes with a sharp machete.
想象一下，你到后院，你要拿这个大砍刀在那砍你后院那长得很高的灌木丛。
And your little child comes and says, "Daddy, I want to play with that."
你小孩子跑过来说，爸爸，我想拿你个大砍刀玩。
But you know the danger.
你当然知道拿着大砍刀小孩。
You love your child.
你爱自己的孩子。
So no matter how much he begs, you're gonna say no.
所以不管你孩子怎么求你，肯定不会把这个大砍刀给他玩。
Not because you don't have it.
不是因为你没有这把砍刀啊。
But because you love your child.
而是因为你爱你的孩子。
And you are doing what is best for him.
所以你在为他做对他最合最好的事。
In the same way.
同样的。
Our heavenly Father says no sometimes.
我们的天父有时候会说不。
Because our request is not in our best interest.
因为我们所求的东西并不是对我们最好的。
And so I can be content.
所以我可以知足。
I can have peace of mind.
我可以有头脑里有心灵的平安。
If I know,
如果我知道
that I can trust that He is doing what is best for me.
如果我能够相信天父为我所做的都是最对我最好的话
He is giving me what is best.
天父已经给我对我最好的东西。
Moving on to verse 14, we see a wonderful practical application of what Paul is teaching them.
我们再看到第十四节，他讲到一个很实际的一个应用，怎么样知足
？Paul has already said that God has provided for his needs.
因为保罗已经说神已经供应了他所有的需要。
But I want you to see how God provided.
但是我想要你看到神怎么样来供应他的需要。
Verse 14, he says, "It was kind of you to share my trouble."
他说，然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。
Verse 18, he says, "I am well supplied, having received the gifts you sent."
第十八节，但我样样都有，并且有余。
He says, "You have shared with me."
因为你们已经跟我分享了。
Who is it that supplied my need? God.
谁又供给我所有的需要呢？是神。
But he used you to do it.
但是神用你们来做了这一点。
God met Paul's needs through people.
神满足了保罗的需要，是通过人来满足他的需要。
3 years ago, we learned that Sue had cancer.
我们家是在三年之前知道我太太苏有了癌症。
And I knew very little about what would be involved.
我当时对于以后会发生什么事完全一无所知。
I didn't know what treatment would cost.
我不知道这个每一场这个治疗要花多少钱。
I didn't know how to find a good doctor. I didn't know a lot of things.
我也不知道怎么样去找一个好的医生，我什么都不知道那时候。
And I quickly learned to pray, "God, I need help."
我很快就开始学会祷告，我说主啊，我需要帮助。
And I very slowly learned to trust.That the God who has all sufficiency would do what is best.
但是之后我是慢慢的才学到说神是知道神是丰富的神他会给我最好的。
But I watch as over and over God provided what we needed.
我一次又一次的看到神供给了我们的需要。
Little things.
很小的事情。
When I couldn't cook something Sue liked, God could provide.
我不怎么会做饭。我做的东西我太太吃不下的时候，神就会供应。
Big things.
大事情呢？
When we needed a doctor, God sent us to someone.
我们需要一个很好的医生，神就让我们找到这个医生。
When we needed to pay doctor's bills, God provided.
当我们需要去来付这个治疗费的时候，神。
I learned the truth of verse 19.
我学到了第十九节里边的这个真理。
My God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
But here's why I'm telling you this morning.
我想要跟大家说是这点。
There was not one time in those 2 years.
那两年里没有一次。
That a drone flew over my house.
我的房顶上飞过一架无人机。
And a loudspeaker said.I'm here from heaven.
Hey, 我是从天堂下来的。
God is sending what you need.
神把你所需要的东西给你送下来了。
That would have been kind of neat, but it never happened.
如果真是这样，那肯定很酷啊，但是也没有这样发生。
Instead, someone would send a text.
但而是我收到的是什么呢？有人就给我发一个信息。
That said, I made some food. I hope Sue likes it.
说我做了一些什么吃的，我希望苏能够喜欢。
And here's what was neat to me.
你知道对我来讲那时候有一些是很奇妙的事。
More than once, Sue had said, you know, I really wish I had, and she would mention something that I didn't know how to cook.
你知道不止一次的我太太就跟我讲哎呀我现在真想吃这个吃那个我根本就不会做饭所以没法。
And not once did God send an angel with that food.
没有一次神说派了一个天使到门上来敲门给我送饭。
But more than once,
但是不止一次的
a person brought exactly what she had said.
一个朋友就端着一盘食物过来，就是苏想要吃的东西。
Not once did God send me a bucket of money.
没有一次神说给我送来一大桶钱。
But more than once, someone said.
但是不止一次的一个人，有人跟我说。
God has blessed me, and I want to share with you.
神已经祝福了我，我想要跟你分享。
God supplies our needs. According to His riches.
神供应我们的需要是按照他的丰富来供应。
But he does it through his people.
但是神是靠着他的，通过他的子民来分享。
And here's the reason I think he does this.
我想神为什么这么做，原因是。
Back in verse 14, Paul says, "You have blessed me with your gift."
第十三节，他说你们给了我礼物，馈送。
In verse 17, he says, "You will be blessed because of your gift."
但第十七节他说。我并不求什么馈送，所求的是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。
I think one reason God uses people to supply our needs is that He wants to bless the giver along with the recipient.
我想神为什么要用他的子民，用他的百姓来去祝福，通过他们来去祝福别人呢？是因为神想要施予的这个人也一样的得到祝福，而不仅仅是受的这个人得。
And so Paul says, I seek the fruit that increases to your credit.
所以保罗说，我所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。
And as I was studying that verse, I came across a translation that said it like this.
我在读这个经节学习的时候，我找到一个对这个经节的这样翻译的。
The profit that is put in your account.
要把这个得到的利息，我得到的盈余都放在你，记在你们的账上。
I like that.
我很喜欢这个说法。
Because Paul says this to them.
因为保罗是这样对他们说的。
With your offering,
你们奉献。
You have put a deposit in God's bank.
你们在神的这个账户里存了一笔钱。
And God always repays.
神永远是要回馈的。
And His interest rate is better than Bank of America.
因为神的这个，他的利息可是比所有的银行都要高得多。
And so.Paul says to us this.
所以保罗对我们这样说。
If you have a little,
如果你拥有的很少。
If you're in need,
如果你有需求。
Learn to be content.
你要学会知足。
Know that God will give everything that you need.
你要知道神会满足你一切的所需。
He will provide what is best.
神会给你所需要的最好的。
And if you have abundance,
如果你有很多有丰富的。
If you have plenty,
如果你有很拥有很多。
Be generous,
要慷慨。
Share with those who need help,
跟那些需要帮助的人要分享。
Because God may be using you to accomplish His purpose of meeting the need of someone who has little.
因为神说不定是通过你来满足他去供给这些有需求的人的这个行为。
He's going to bless them through you.
他会通过你去祝福他们。
And then he's going to bless you.
他也会通过这件事来祝福。
In his way and in his time.
在神的时间，在他的这个方以他的方式来祝福你。
Let me end by repeating verse 11.
我想要在结尾的时候再读一下第十一节。
Paul said.
保罗说。
I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content.
我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
If I'm going to have peace of mind,
因为我会有心灵的平安。
I find it not by finding a better situation.
我并不是因为我在这个环境好的时候我心里有平安。
But by learning to be content in the situation I'm in.
而是学会了在无论什么境况都可以知足。
This morning we sang a Thanksgiving hymn.
今天早上我们唱了一首感恩节的歌。
Now thank we all our God.
齐来谢主。
We sang words that talked about God's countless gifts of love.
我们刚才唱的那个歌词，今当齐来谢主，它讲到神无数的祝福。
And when you sing that, you might imagine the hymn writer sitting down in a big recliner after Thanksgiving dinner.
你在唱这首今当齐来谢主的时候，你想到的头脑中的画面，可能是写这首赞美诗的人，是不是吃了一场感恩节大餐，躺在那个摇椅上面就快要睡着了？
But that's not where this hymn came from.
但是这首歌可不是在这种情况下写的。
Instead of a Thanksgiving feast, think of a famine.
实际上根本不是什么感恩节大餐，你要想到的是一场饥荒。
And instead of a family gathered around the dinner table.
而且也根本不是全家人围坐在餐桌旁边分享。
It is a pastor who has just buried his wife.
这个写这边这个赞美诗的这个牧师刚刚埋葬了他的妻子。
Martin Rinker was a pastor in Eilenburg, Germany.
这个 Martin Rinker 就是赞美诗的作者，他是在德国的一个小城做牧师的。
Pastor during the 30 Years' War.
当时正好是三十年战争在发生。
A fifth of Germany's population died during those years.
这三十年战争让德国人死了五分之一的人。
A war is going on.
当时这场战争在进行。
Came a period of famine.
然后这中间又来了大饥荒。
And then in 1637, a plague struck the city of Eilenburg.
在一六三七年，这个城市这个小town Eilenburg又来了一场大瘟疫。
A small city, 8,000 people would die during this plague.
在这场瘟疫之中，这个小城市有8,000人死掉。
All the pastors in the city fled to where it was safer.
这个城里所有的这个牧师几乎都跑光了。
Rinker was the only pastor left.
这个 Rinker 大概就是留下来的唯一的一位牧师。
He did as many as 50 funerals in one day.
有些日子他一天要埋葬他要主持50场葬礼。
Including his own wife.
就包括他自己妻子的葬礼。
One evening after a day where from early morning he had just buried one person after another.
有一天他一整天从早到晚都在去主持葬礼去埋葬死人。
He went home ready to quit.
他到家他已经实在撑不下去了。
He was the last pastor in the city and he was going to leave.
他已经是这个城里最后一位牧师，他也打算要打包走人了。
But he sat down at his table and began to pray.
但是他坐在桌子前面就开始祷告。
And as he prayed, he began to write out his prayer.
他在祷告的时候，他就开始写他祷告的那些内容。
And his prayer doesn't come out of abundance; it comes out of emptiness.
他的这些祷告可不是来自于他处丰富，而是他当时他几乎什么都没有。
It doesn't come out of good surroundings.
他不是因为周围被一切美好的事物所包围。
It comes out of a heart that has determined to trust God's goodness, even when he can't see it.
来自于这样一颗心，就是在什么样的情况下，他能够以神为满足。
It is the prayer of someone who says, "I will choose contentment in this situation."
而是这个祷告是来自于一个人说，在无论什么样的情况下，我都选择知足。
And so I think with tears streaming down his face,
我相信当时他祷告的时候一定是热泪连连的。
He writes down.
他就写下这些话。
Now thank we all our God.
今当齐来谢主。
With heart.And hands and voices.
以心以手以声音。
Even though I can't see it today,
尽管我今天看不到。
He says,
他说
，Who wondrous things has done?
主既完成其事。
In whom his world rejoices.
世人欢颂主圣名。
Again, he can't see it.
他看不到这一切。
But he says,
他说
，Who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way.
我从出生时起蒙主扶佑到今。
I don't see them.
我没有看到。
But I believe.
但是我相信。
That with countless gifts of love.
吸收无穷之爱。
He is still ours today.
今犹未及温存。
Pastor Rinker was not hiding his head in the sand.
这个牧师可没有把自己的脑袋埋在沙子里。
He knew that the city was being decimated by a plague and by a brutal war.
他知道当时的这个城市就因为这场残酷的战争，然后在这又是饥荒又是瘟疫，这个城市已经支离破碎。
He saw no signs that things were ever going to be better.
他也看不到任何迹象告诉他说情况会好转。
But he was learning to be content.
但是他已经在学着知足。
Because he believed that a good God.
因为他相信一个美善的神。
Is at work.
是在工作。
The God who has all grace.
是神有一切的恩惠。
All sufficiency.
一切的恩典。
At all times.
所有在一切的时刻。
Is at work despite the pain that sin has brought into our world.
无论这个罪带来的这痛苦有多大，神一直在工作。
He was learning to trust a God who offers hope in the worst of circumstances.
他在学习去信靠这位在最糟糕的境况之下也给我们盼望的神。
So this morning,
所以今天早上,
whether you have plenty,
不管你是储丰富,
or little,
或是储不足,
would you pray this with Paul?
你能不能跟保罗一起祷告?
I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content.
我能够在随时随在,我都得了秘诀,能够知足。
Because of his grace,
因为靠着神的恩典,
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Lord, would you help us to be people who have peace?
主啊，你帮助我们成为有平安的人。
We live in a world that is not peaceful.
我们现在所生活的世界是没有平安。
We live in a world that is certainly not content.
我们所生活的世界也很永远不知道知足的。
But would you help us to be people who learn contentment?
但是主，你能不能帮助我们成为那些知足的人？
People who learn peace in a troubled world.
我们在一个动乱的世界里头能够学习有平安。
Not through our strength.
不是因为我们有这样的力量能
做。Not through what we do.
不是靠着我们所能做的事。
But because we learn to trust your goodness.
而是因为我们能够学习。